Wait. I'm not even trying to call you.
Guys, listen, I'm not street smart. Ask any niggas on this pod, have they ever made six figures in their life?
Everything you hear on the pod is entertainment purposes only. If you take it in, that is your own. We're just here to have fun.
Hello, my people. Welcome back to another episode on the ECF podcast. If you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, push that bell notification. If you haven't seen our previous videos, make sure you go check down below. We literally just filmed with Lani. Good. Well, the four men are back after... How long? This guy wants to be disappearing for how long?
I've been busy, man. I'm back.
What do you mean you're busy?
I've been busy. I'm back.
Hey, guys.
Back.
Anyways, how you lot been?
I'm good, man.
Good. How are you?
Smile for the camera, bro. Look at this guy. Finally getting me. He's got these caps for how long?
Where are you getting caps from?
Where I get my caps from?
Yeah.
Got my caps from Glacier Grandeur. Go get your caps first.
How much you pay?
How much I pay for them?
Yeah.
Like 140 for...
Oh, okay. Cool.
For the ones you can eat food with, innit?
Okay.
But yeah, man.
So how you been?
I've been scrape, man. You know.
You been what?
I've been scrape.
Scrape.
What's that?
What lingo you got using?
I've been good anyways. I've been feeling blessed, you know. Amen. Life has been laughing, but you know, we've been good regardless. So.
What about E.T.?
Bro, I'm good, man. I'm chilling. We thank God for life, man. Well, how are you, man?
This guy's too happy, bro.
I'm always happy, man. I'm blessed, you know.
That's good, man.
Everyone's on my side.
Wait, fuck it, shall we just talk about our reviews of the Lani pod, innit?
Yeah, let's talk about it briefly.
You watched the whole thing, innit? You better have.
Fuck my...
Yeah. What, also, we're gonna blow my man's name.
I can't
but
lie.
A specific person who was mentioned on the pod of last episode.
Nah, I mean, say it. What's he gonna do?
I don't know, more commotion to it.
Literally, bro.
Like, but yeah, he basically threatened us for legal action, which is kind of wet. We didn't even say anything. It was Lani who said everything. We were just
Don't throw her in though. Like,
No. But the thing is, I messaged her. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Like, is he able to do shit? Because obviously we were just like,
yeah,
this nigga is talking. And she's like, no, he can't do shit. And then she told me some personal stuff about my man. And I said, yeah, can't lie.
That guy's moist, bro.
Yeah.
Man. But shout out to Lani Good for, you know, jumping.
Yeah, you're a real one for that one. That episode was serious. If you haven't watched that one, make sure you watch it. But let's talk about P. Diddy.
Yeah, man.
Christ, yeah, what going for him, bro?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's next, by the way.
I've been saying this. Jay-Z's next.
For
Jay-Z's
what?
Next.
You know who I think's next?
Who?
Justin Bieber.
I know he was with Diddy for 48 hours when he was like younger, but
I think
Jay-Z's next, bro. Rock Nation.
Yeah, Bieber is more of a victim than a thingy.
But if he still did it. A lot of these men are victims. They didn't want to do it. Meek Mill's a victim, but he still took.
You know what? I can't lie. That, you know that video is fake.
What video?
The audio. It's not real. I believe
him saying get up.
I believe it happened.
Yeah.
But the audio that was leaked is fake.
I don't believe that happened, bro.
I believe it happened.
You're telling me all these years I've been singing Dreams and Nightmares and I physically cannot
look at me the same.
No.
It's weird. And I know
I don't believe it.
Yeah, there's obviously allegations with Usher as well.
I believe the Usher one.
I believe the Usher one.
Allegations with what? What do you mean?
So apparently P. Diddy and Usher.
Of course it's Usher.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Hold on, so is P. Diddy just doing all the guys in the industry?
I believe he's the front face of it, and I believe it's the people behind.
Oh, I was about to say something, but that's crazy.
Say it.
I can't even bet our names, but it's crazy.
Okay, we'll blur it out.
No, because bro, it's crazy. I can't. P. Diddy. Oh my days. You might know what I'm talking about.
No.
Oh, I was gonna say P. Diddy. Someone is someone of. Don't worry. Cut this out.
Just guy,
I'll tell you about after. You understand.
You don't know we can edit now. We can edit.
Yeah, nah, bro. Don't worry. You might know.
Yeah.
Oh look.
We'll cut it out.
All right. So what? PDD's just doing all the guys in the industry. That's crazy, bro.
Oh, I'm getting your joke now.
That is crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
I can't lie. I don't even know. Nah, I should have an opinion on this. Don't worry, man.
No, have your opinion. Speak or talk, bro.
I don't know if this sounds... Nah, because it's not really my type of thing to even speak on, innit? I don't fully understand it, but... Something about... It's not concerning. Concern is not the right word. But the amount of DL niggas that there are in the industry, it's like, why? Like, it's 2024. You can't just...
Yeah, but I feel like it's because... It's because of the streets. It's because of the streets.
They can't... Yeah, you can't
tell you why.
Be like,
because you see these white parties that they had where everyone's dressed up white. I believe that's everyone involved. Yeah, first and foremost. Second of all, Let's look, for example, allegations of also Lil Baby as well. He's also slightly involved, like in the crevices. But it's like Lil Baby came from the hood, and then he's obviously had this image of, you know, being a gangster, being a thug, and then now coming out to being.
Wait, does this sound mad, innit? Do you not think a lot of, oh, this one here is going to be, like, do you think here a lot of these hood niggas, like, proper hood niggas, like, especially the American rappers that you see? Nah, wait, do you think a lot of them are DL because, like, they have a persona?
Yeah.
And then once they get money, they get to, like, you know, they start trying shit, and then they're
No, it's not that. Some of them would have been groomed into it from when they were younger, innit?
Yeah.
You gotta realize that.
Younger in terms of what?
Like when they were on the street, before they actually were big already.
So they would have been groomed into it for time. So, you know, once you get that money and you become older, you know, you kind of have like more access to be able to hide it, if that makes sense. Like you do things behind the scenes that people wouldn't know. But then again, everything would always come out
eventually.
You get,
because
they can't come out and just publicly be like, oh, I'm this.
Yeah, because
like,
that takes
away their whole
image.
You can, bro, there's many gay.
It's different.
Very much different.
Well, you don't
would
think
you mind
be...
still listening to Lil Baby? Nah, I can't even ask that question still.
Yeah, that's not
the answer for that one would be crazy.
Yeah.
Me, I don't care. Me, I just do what you want, innit?
Hey, Gunner on top though. Let's just put that there, Gunner on top, man. But yeah, nah. Fucking hell, it's actually been a minute, man.
We can talk about the Drake beef right now. I can't lie, I'm not even team anyone, innit? I can't lie, I like Kendrick a lot and I like Drake a lot. So it's hard, but realistically, I'm just here for the rap, innit? I want to see who's better.
I don't like. Go on.
Or I want to see.
You're gonna say
I was just going to say, like, my top five is Drake, Drake.
That's DJ Academics right there, bro. Glazing.
That's glazing. Hold on, man. You know about to do it.
Wait. Yeah. Wipe it, bro.
Let me just tell you, yeah. There's got to be, like, a certain point that you get to that you just realize that you're too big to even respond to these type of niggas. No. Ed.
Bigger than Kendrick. Ed. Drake is bigger than Kendrick.
Drake is miles bigger than Kendrick.
He's bigger, but he's not a better artist, bro. He's not a better artist.
I mean, that's left to anyone.
No.
I'm a Kendrick fan. I'm a Kendrick fan, and I don't have any sides in this beef. But in terms of the who am I siding against between Metro Boomin and, you know, Drake, I'm always going to pick Drake's side.
Hey, guys.
Yo, moist.
Hey, guys. It's not about being moist, though. Like,
hey, guys.
Brisky's jealous because he made an album that didn't get an award that Drake got.
Not necessarily.
I mean, I don't have a side either, but I just feel I'm not picking Drake, bro.
Like, even because even with J. Cole made a diss.
That guy's
and not jumping on Metro's album to apologize.
He's corny. And I'll tell you why it's corny, yeah. Don't get me wrong, I respect to the whole, like, you know, you did something that didn't feel right with your spirit. You know, a lot of people get pressured to, you know, like,
of course,
react when they don't really want to react.
Mm-hmm.
But you did that, and then you hopped on a song that featured in their album a week later. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Nah, J. Cole's been shit, bro. I don't care.
You're wrong for that.
I'm not even a J. Cole hater, innit? But I've never liked his lyrical, miracle, spiritual flow. I don't like that shit.
Because you like gangster rap.
No, but then it's J.
You like gangster rap, though.
Bro, no, I listen to Kendrick. I love Kendrick. But let me tell you why J. Cole is corny. And this is solidified it more, innit? He's corny because, one, he was corny anyways. And then two, he's corny because, bro, imagine now, yeah. Let me give you an analogy. Imagine, like, me and you are talking shit about banging ball. I'm better than you. I can run circles around you, whatever, innit? We get on the pitch now, and we're going at it, innit? Mm-hmm. And then mid-game, I'm like, actually, you know what? You got it. Nah, you're fine.
No, but it's different.
That's different. No, that's noise.
I could hear how you see it as that, but it's different in this case because, like, cool, he's always been one of those guys that, you know, no one's touching me in this game. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the best in the game. No one's seeing
me.
But then when it got to the point where, like, you know, you respond, especially when it comes to someone that you regard as a brother or you regard as, like, a very good friend.
It's like, competitive rivalry.
When you respond to that, it's like, you're succumbing to peer pressure. Like, is this like, for example, now me and you are beefing.
Yeah.
Like, we have an argument.
Yeah.
And then you have people telling me in the back of my head, like, nah, bro, you should bang him for that. Like, what he did to you was outrageous. But me knowing that I respect you as a brother in it, and it's like, bro, even this beef is not, it's not something that I would need to fight you over, because I know that if I fight you over that, that's the end of the friendship, that there's nothing that could be repaired. That's how it is.
Here's why you're wrong, though. You're wrong because you're talking about violence. This is rap. That's why I use the football analogy.
Rap leads to violence anyway.
It doesn't always escalate to violence.
It does. It literally always does.
I promise you now, Drake Kendrick and fucking J. Cole are not shooting guns at each other.
Give me one example where rap beef hasn't escalated to violence.
Flipping Nicki Minaj and...
Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, they still had a fight.
But regardless, look, my point is...
My point is this.
Even now, it's like the football analogy still works. Because you see when you play sports, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, on the pitch, if me and you are going out, we're going to be talking shit. Oh, you're little. Get off me. Do you get it?
But these things
it might lead to, but it, no, but it might act up. But like at the end of the day, bro, we know where it is. Once we get off that pitch, are we beefing? No,
we don't
once
know. The, where
we
is.
Don't.
The,
some people take it personally.
We
bro.
Don't know where
bro,
it is.
Bro, me personally, he, okay. Regardless of whatever it is, innit, he shouldn't have ever put out a response and then went back on it. He's moist for that. That's just
nah,
my.
I hear. What I hate voice for that.
No, but he should have it.
But not necessarily.
He's mature. Oh, he's mature.
What's that to mature about?
Bro. That is no. That is mature. That is mature. You admit that what you did, like you didn't feel comfortable doing that. That is mature.
Don't get me wrong. I agree with you, man. Innit? Don't get me wrong. What J. Cole did, like, don't get. I know J. Cole's a great person. I do. His music is not bad by any means. I just don't like it. But the thing is about J. Cole is that, bro. I'm saying it's not mature because let's say now me and you have a problem. I slap you. You go to retaliate, but wait.
You're sorry?
Nah. I'm sorry.
I forgive you. Say that.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? That's maturity, bro. That is maturity.
Because if it was a thing where he knew, yeah,
that's
him,
why,
him clapping at Kendrick was going to get him smoked, and then he's saying sorry, then he shook.
But the thing but is that bro, he could have went, he could have most likely went bar for bar with Kendrick, for sure. No,
you lost me there, buddy.
I'm a Kendrick fan.
Stop saying that and then
I'm a Kendrick fan, but we can agree that two things can be true at the same time. J. Cole can go bar for bar with Kendrick.
Nah.
You know Solomon supported Liverpool and Man City at the same time. That's
J. Cole can go bar for bar with Kendrick, though. That's the thing. I love listening to good music. Mm. And that's
me.
And that's where it is. But I'm telling you that.
You like listening to good music?
Yeah.
I swear you listen to DaBaby.
And DaBaby makes good music. What?
Wow, new CV.
That's a new logo, you know? Fez. Hey, shout out to the logo.
These men are childish.
Nah, anyway, I hear
the point of it is like, bro, he can go bar to bar, but he realized that, oh, I didn't want to do this because I was peer pressured to do so, which is fine.
Mm.
But what I don't like is like, bro, you've just cleared a song and then appeared on the up song. Like, you should just stay in your own lane, you feel me?
Mm.
That's what I don't like about the whole J. Cole thingy. But other than that, bro was mature to do what he did, man. If you don't feel
like I feel like he was mature, man.
Maybe I'm being immature.
No, it's because you're stubborn. You're just a natural stubborn person.
It's not that, bro. I'm always willing to, if I'm wrong, I apologize. But like, you cannot throw, like a nigga cannot violate you. You violate back, because making a song, not even making a song. J. Cole made an album response, innit?
It wasn't an album.
He was really making an album.
But the album had little disses in between the entire thing. It's a very long process to make an album,
He already had those songs ready. He dropped it like...
Okay, but he obviously altered those songs to have little disses in them. You can still do that.
Yeah.
Meaning that he sat there, he did that, he went through the whole process of clearing it, knowing that was on. Like, as a man, it gets to a point where, bro, you should stop and think, listen, if I'm going to do this, I might as well stand 10 toes.
I mean, he did caption my delete later, because he probably had, like,
that's second even thoughts. More moist.
No, it's not. It's like, he did say,
just ignore me. He's being stubborn.
I'm not being stubborn, bro.
People are saying that, oh, this is just rap beef. Like, we just wanted people to, you know, test their pen game. But, bro, it's not. Because you have, like, bro, you might think as a rapper, like, J. Cole is a rapper on his own. You would just be thinking of it as a rap beat, but you see the people that he has behind
no,
the
scenes. No, I understand that part.
These niggas have grown. And if they see another person that's from Kendrick's side, and be like, yo, what's up? This is that. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's
I see where that can go, but at the same time, I can see the mature side of it. But the reason why what J. Cole did is silly is because even in his response, what he said on stage, when he apologized, he said, oh, when he threw that shot at me, I took it on the chin like it is what it is, innit? And he said he hopes that Kendrick didn't feel some type of way. So if you didn't feel some type of way, then why can Kendrick also not feel a type of way, bro? He's violated back.
You can't predict people's actions, man.
But you've already violated his too late. You can't.
Who do you think has a better like discography between both of them? Kendrick and...
It's just you, Kendrick. Kendrick Lamar. Good Kid, Mad City.
I edge Kendrick a bit over J. Cole. I can't lie.
Same, but I think J. Cole's discography, especially like with songs, he could put a fight.
Really?
They can go.
He has classics.
No, of course, like Wet Dreams and No Role Models.
Wet Dreams. I can't give that one. No, but not in terms of like, I'm talking art. No Role Models, I'll give that as a song that's genuine.
What's it called? Forest Hills is a good album.
Genuine art, yeah.
Amazing album.
I don't like his last album though.
What, My Delete Later?
No, the one before that.
The fall. It's not fall off.
I don't know what it is. The one that had Pride is the Devil.
The off season or whatever.
That's it. Yeah.
That was a good album. Yeah. But again, he's had the same feature.
Wait, so who's a better rapper, Kendrick or J. Cole?
Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick.
You know me, bro.
He doesn't listen to
that. I'm not even in that, bro.
Kendrick's a better rapper.
I'm just making sure we're all on the same.
Oh yeah. Page. Recently, you saw OJ died. OJ Simpson.
How did that just pop up in your head?
I don't know. I was at work. To be fair. I was at work and I just saw it and I was like, oh shit, my man died.
The guy who killed. His wife and
but got away with it.
That's crazy, man.
That's the real husband. I mean, murder.
Rest in peace. Or
rest
not,
in peace, you.
Or done. I don't know. That's up to God, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you think he killed his wife?
Definitely.
Yeah.
For sure, he did it.
I wasn't there.
No, but the whole
from what I've seen and like the outskirts I've read, he definitely did it.
But is it a fact?
It was more of like
he won the case.
Yeah, he won the case.
So. It was in a point where like you know the whole racism thing like it's a black v white type. The case was literally black v white. I'm black one, so you know. Point.
Point.
Yeah, point.
For what? Murder.
For point.
Do you agree with murder?
Yeah. What do you mean? How does that translate to agree with murder?
Because he won from he basically.
Well, first of all, he didn't kill her because the court said he didn't.
Oh wow. Points for Solomon. Congratulations.
Point for black people.
So you support guys who assault women?
Don't do that
here.
No, I'm playing. I don't know. I wasn't there still, man. Someone has to ask him. Or they can't ask him now.
Hey,
obviously.
But side note, though, you know, he just finished, yeah? You know, there was this TikTok video of a girl. She went to the mosque with her Christian friends. Like, they wore abayas and stuff. And her Christian friends went to do prayers with her. What do you guys think about that?
I got no comment on that one.
Hey, tell me, this is your topic, bro.
What do you mean?
This is maybe you, innit?
No, but what do you guys think about that?
Me?
I have a lot of Muslim friends as well, and I respect the religion, like, as I respect every religion, innit?
Of course.
But I just feel like that's a bit OD, innit? Because,
yeah.
I mean, I love all my friends, but I love Jesus more.
More.
The same way I wouldn't expect my Muslim friends to come to church. Yeah. Like, that wouldn't make any sense.
I was literally confused and I was like, why would you be going to the mosque with your friend? Like, it's not.
Did they get hate for it?
Huh?
Did they get hate for it?
Yeah,
not?
They did.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not, but then again, I saw a woman tweet that, oh, like, as a Christian, why would you be going to the, why would you be going to a mosque with your Muslim friends? Like, they don't come to celebrate your stuff with you. And people were calling and saying that, oh, like, you're trying to divide the community, you're trying to do that, you're trying, like, literally a lot of people. And I was like, bro, how is she trying to
divide the community?
Like, if you call yourself a Christian, why would you be practicing another religion?
I feel like
it's not an aesthetic thing.
Yeah.
You get me? Like,
with like Christians and Muslims, yeah, I never ever thought there was a divide. But there's a clear difference. Like, if you notice, with our religion, we're trying to get them over to our side. With their religion, they're trying to get them over, like, get us over to their side. I'm not saying there's their side, our side, but for you to now go to the mosque as a Christian, I feel like anything a Christian does always paints all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If a Christian now goes to a mosque, you're now seeing that. Why are you praying their prayer?
They don't celebrate Christmas at all.
Ooh. And they will never church with us.
Mo Salah
gets on a yearly basis and like he gets corned from their side. So why would we now go and participate?
Yeah, it was very crazy.
If it's in a greater plan, yeah, to bring them over to Christianity, I understand, but
if it's a great plan and you're doing that, they're bringing you to I'm telling you. She was doing a photo shoot.
Yeah, that shit was weird, man.
She did a photo shoot where she was dressed in a sexy nun outfit. That was the aesthetic it was given.
What?
It was very revealing.
You know me, fam. Stuff like that. That's like that's what Halloween kind of gives me as well, though. People dress up as like.
Yeah, but it's not Halloween, though.
Yeah, true. No. Yeah, it's bad, but like that's why for me that's just another Halloween type thing for me.
A lot of people have even forgotten about it already. No one's calling for her to be cancelled or nothing. But like,
I don't think you could ever cancel Rihanna.
Why?
Anyone. Can
she's be just too big. No.
Anyone can be cancelled.
She's unless you do what P. Diddy. But Lil, that's it.
Lil Nas was big until he got cancelled.
I feel like Beyonce, it. Rihanna, Jay-Z, you can't cancel those people.
You can.
Who's going to cancel Jay-Z?
Everyone.
Jesus. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, bro.
And that's crazy, you know. It's very disturbing to see, like, you know, like, Christian religion just keeps on getting disrespected every single time. But no one says it. We just treat it like, oh, it's just
We brush it on the shoulder, man.
Another day, like.
Oh, no, That's so bad.
I mean, I've been said it's just more about reaction, innit?
It's a what?
It's just more about reaction, innit? People don't really react enough. So if people don't react enough, obviously there's not going to be any change, is there? A lot of Christians are very lukewarm.
That
doesn't take away the fact that, you know, like there's things that you should see and be like, oh, that is very disrespectful. Yeah. You get.
Yeah, but same. Did you comment on it?
Comment on
the Rihanna thing?
Nah.
Exactly.
No, but I don't play her music no more.
Yeah, but see,
all this hasn't released in like 10 years, bro. Of course.
You need to understand all this silent like protesting in a sense is not doing anything.
The only reason why actually I did on Twitter, but I didn't comment on Instagram. And the only reason why is because I didn't want people saying that I'm under every shade room comment.
But I would if I saw you there, I'd be like, ah, cool. Do you know what I'm saying? When I see you there.
It's always the wrong thing.
You're gossiping.
It's actually the wrong thing.
You're gossiping.
You're always the wrong thing,
back in your religion, I'll respect that every single time, no matter how corny.
I spoke about it on Twitter, but I was just like, I saw this stuff on Instagram, just scrolled away because I was like, this is rubbish. Like, you can't be watching this. It's just stupid stuff, bro.
Yeah, even the Lil Nas X one when he did that whole.
Yeah.
There's a film coming out. Is it Book of Clarence?
I've watched that.
Is it good?
Very good.
Is it? I thought it was a bit.
It was good. It was on point.
What was it about?
Basically, Book of Clarence is about like a guy who he doesn't have any money, so he acts like he's Jesus to be able to.
That's mad. That's crazy.
That's what it is, or that's what it seems like. But when you watch the movie, it's very good, and it just reminds you about different stories in the Bible. I kid you not.
So
watch it with an open mind. I can't explain it for you.
I can't watch that as an open mind.
But when you watch it, it's not what you think it is. It's genuinely not what you think it is. Like, it's a completely different thing, and it's a Christian movie.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
I saw a clip.
You see,
from that movie.
There's movies like that, but actually Antichrist.
Bro, you know
I promise
movie.
You.
You know
it's
the
not
movie.
Antichrist.
I promise you.
In the movie, they reenacted. So in the movie, if I'm correct, it's the movie about the guy pretending to be Jesus, isn't it? That's what you said.
Yeah.
In the movie, the guy they reenact him getting crucified.
Mm.
Like, he has the things obviously in his hands, whatever, he gets put on the thingy, right?
Of course.
And then in the movie, they have Jesus come and resurrect the guy. And then he pretends to be Jesus. Bro, that movie's blasphemy, bro.
Yeah, no, he didn't. That's not how it happened.
How did it happen?
That's not how it
happened. How did it happen?
Let me lie.
You know what he smells? I watched the movie. You've caught him already.
I need to get in my thoughts again. I literally posted the movie when
What happened then.
Okay, cool. Let me just think. Because it was a thing where like...
I feel like that's antichrist.
No, it's not blasphemy. It was a thing where he didn't believe that Jesus existed.
Mm-hmm.
While everyone else did, they were like, it's the coming of Jesus, this, that. So he now wanted to act like he was Jesus because he wanted to be able to like get money and all that kind of stuff.
You know that little section you just explained right now?
Again, I'm explaining from what I thought it was to what it actually is.
Okay.
When everything happened, it was a thing where he was meant to be crucified because he was imitating Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought it was Jesus. You know how this in the story where like, what was it called? It's not Pontius Pilate, whoever wanted to kill Jesus when they brought him to thingy, but he was just made to walk in water, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and he actually started walking on water because Jesus like. God's spirit was.
He's imitating the story of Jesus.
The movie is about a guy who faked to be Jesus.
He actually found that Jesus existed.
The problem is with that story though is that they're using the actual story of Jesus and making it as if Jesus was fake.
I kid you not.
And then at the end, they're now like, it's a joke because now what? Jesus comes to resurrect somebody.
Jesus is actually real.
And I just say, watch
that's
it,
a
watch
shit
it
movie.
It was a good movie.
Bro.
I wouldn't.
I didn't watch it. I remember seeing clips of it on Twitter when it was like circulating. And the clip that I saw was the guy getting crucified. And I was like, what type of movie is this, bro? Like, that's a mad film.
No, I say you should watch it, but watch it with an open mind because it's a very.
I'll have to watch that with discernment, man. That's crazy.
I think
maybe it's the way you explained it.
Yeah.
But I've watched a movie like, what, 4 months ago? Like, yeah, I can't
it was,
remember.
It was like 4 months ago.
Yeah, it's like 4 months ago. Well, January. 3 months, whichever.
Anyway, on another topic, I was going to say, when's the last time you went to a uni motive?
A what?
A uni motive.
2022?
Why are you
lying?
Why are you lying? Happened. You've been to a club in like what, 23? I'm pretty sure.
Uni motive, not an event. that I got invited to. Nah. There was, okay, no. Last time I've been to a party club setting was December 2023. But then that was the first one the whole year and the last one the whole year.
First, I believe, I don't know. Well, I was just going to say, bro, every time, I haven't been to one in a minute, innit? But something I keep seeing at Uni Motives that I just don't like is, bro, people need to stop kissing people in the club, bro. You know herpes exists.
People need to stop buying bottles.
People need to stop going to the club.
They need to stop buying tables.
I saw something about that. No,
wait, like, buying tables? Saying,
yes, you're a uni boy. Why are you buying tables for? Who are you trying to prove it to?
What do you mean? The climate's changed, bro.
If you have money,
you have it. Climate's changed.
I don't understand it, bro.
It's different. You know what niggas need to stop doing? I can't, like, I don't even know. But this one's personal to me still.
Go ahead.
Clean up crew, man. Damn. Clean up crew.
The guys are waiting outside the club, man.
It's an art form, but I'm telling you now, some man are getting. It's cool. Clean up crew is cool.
Clean up crew
is
cool.
But then when you come out the club,
some man are in Mercedes, you're thinking, this is a rental.
Yeah.
For scrum.
Game is game, isn't it? Don't get to play, hit the game, bro.
This is a different game, but like.
Getting a rental to come to the club is crazy.
That's crazy.
Wait, where are you?
Huh?
Where are you?
I don't even have a driving license.
What happened to your car?
I don't have a driving license.
Yeah, guys,
I don't have a driving license.
Oh, I'm dead.
What happened to your car?
Huh?
Huh? Yeah. Well.
Anyways, stop that.
By the way, guys, that was a joke. I have never driven Merc in my life.
Why are you lying?
I only drive English cars.
That's the only joke.
What's the name of your car again?
My car.
Yeah.
I don't have a license, like.
What year is it?
This guy should have bought my.
Hey, yo, now you're a dickhead for that. No, you're a dickhead for that. You're a dickhead for that. Leave him alone.
It's 2011.
First. That was hard.
Hey, a car's a car, bro.
What about your car, though?
2018, the fuck?
Hey, guys, show your pink glasses.
He's talking about his new thing.
Hey, guys.
That's crazy.
Hey, guys.
I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding.
Hey, what are you driving?
You drive 1.8 liters, though.
No.
I like T-drives.
No.
Yeah, you drive.
You were driving when we were back in Ends.
I take taxi everywhere.
You take taxi? What taxi? There's no Uber in South End.
There's taxi. And I'm not from South End.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nigeria.
Hey, guys.
What do you mean you're not from South End?
Yeah, but guys, fucking.
Hey, you man, this is a good time. So this is best friend quiz.
Okay, fuck it, man. Explain.
Quick one before we start. Just another topic.
Yeah.
Someone was talking about relationships and stuff, and they were like, oh, I think the reason why relationships fail, no, not a lot of people are getting into relationships now, is mainly due to the fact that people don't mix up their friendship groups.
I've got these different sets of friends.
Like, I know someone who's got these different sets of friends. We don't mix each other. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I'm chilling with this one, I'm not chilling with these guys. I don't bring them together.
I don't really agree, but I do think I miss,
they
like...
They said, back in the days, like, it used to be a thing where, like, you know, if you're going out with a vast group of friends, you go out, you guys all meet each other for the first time, and you know, people, like, relationships come up from things like that. Like, you know, it's just like the spontaneous thing of happening, isn't it? But like, people don't do that anymore. Like, everyone just meets their girls on like apps and like just social media.
Oh yeah. I feel like social media has ruined relationships, though.
Nah.
In what way? Wait, relationships? I'm so confused.
Like, people get into, like, people are scared to get into. People are scared to move to women nowadays.
I think you're wrong.
Nah.
He's not wrong.
If anything, I think he is wrong. Social media has boosted the amount of relationships.
Yeah, no, but people get. No, I'm talking about in person. I'm talking about in person. Like, people don't.
How did you meet your girl?
Through these men.
In person, yeah.
How did you meet your girl?
In person.
Person. What the hell are you on about, my nigga? How did you meet your girl?
What girl, bro?
Oh.
Okay. Your previous.
Socials.
What are you?
Person.
Exactly. So what are you on about?
No, but wait. His question was, we're not talking about mixing friendship groups.
No, I'm talking about, obviously, mixing friendship groups is a way, like, people get to meet different people and all that. And people get to, like, see people. And that's where, like, relationships start to form about.
Mm-hmm.
You get. But in this day and age, people don't do that anymore. People don't go as a group to things. You feel me?
I feel like the reason...
They go with their own groups that they already know. It's like me going out with you, man, like, as a group of boys, but, like, when I could invite you, man, I could invite, like, my female friends who has got female friends from other places.
Mm-hmm. It depends what your intentions are, because for me, like, see...
Wait, hold on.
The way I explain it, yeah, like, with me, I'm a person who has different friendship groups, yeah. It's a thing where I would never mix you two because there's, like, I would never see you two guys bonding.
Yeah,
like,
a reason why you guys
could bond, but it will only ever be surface level. Like, I have... a group that I go to church with. I do like Bible study with everything. And then there's a group now I'll go club with. Do you know what I'm saying? Obviously, that's contradictory anyways, but I don't go club, but do you know what I'm saying? There's two different lifestyles. I would never mix those two friendship groups because one, if an issue now happens, it now tears me into two because I now owe loyalty to everyone and then it's
like,
all long.
People are too worried about like, you know, protecting their peace. Like you don't want to just let things flow.
But why not protect your peace? Because why me now introduce you guys to another friendship group I have? You guys have an issue and then I'm spending weeks on end trying to fix everything that's going on.
Be an issue, like,
there people, will be because I know your personalities don't mix. That's why people have different friendship groups.
I wouldn't mix my friendship groups, bro.
I don't.
And it's not even about what you said. Imagine now you man start linking without me. Brush.
Oh.
What's that about?
Bro? Nah. For me, if I introduce people
that's
together, yeah.
What's that about?
That's a fucking ick.
Sorry, guys. It's not a big deal. People leave out, people leave out.
Impossible. So now I'm at home, you man have gone to the cinema, you man are doing bowling.
That's life. Bro,
what are you meant to do? Oh, you guys didn't invite me.
So do you want everyone to be your best friend and no one else's?
Hey, Diggy, have I said that?
But that's kind of the energy you're giving.
I'm just saying, what, my church friends, they're now bowling. My club friends are now bowling. What can I can't go to church, I can't go to club.
What do you mean?
Just stay home.
They make more friends.
Okay.
Wow, shit. Anyways, let's get to this.
Let's do this best friend quiz and find out how we're not friends.
Go on.
So, explain what it is. Fucking.
I'm playing. Also, sad, we need to reduce the swearing that we be doing. Like,
I can't, like, TikTok, we banning our thing.
Anyway, so cool. Basically, this segment is like, it's a best friend quiz, innit? The teams are me and Soul and Erastus and Temi, innit? And basically, the way it'll work is.
Come see, guys.
The way that it works is. Cool. We're gonna have a set of questions. Obviously, we're gonna ask about the questions in the first round.
Me, bro.
Hey, listen up, please. First round, yeah, there's about 8 questions. So cool. The way it works is this, as an example. First round, we're gonna do, fuck it, let's do you, man. No, we're gonna ask the questions for you, man.
Okay.
So the way it works is cool. Let's say one of the questions is, what's your person's favorite color in it? What's his favorite color? Solomon will write down his favorite color. Erastus will write down his favorite color.
Oh my goodness.
Me and Temi will have to write down what we think their favorite color is and we flip it. If we're right, if we match, me and Erastus will get a point. If you man match, you get a point.
Who's in point scores? Just on your board, yeah?
We're just like counting.
Yeah, we'll just add one to your board, yeah.
So obviously, and at the end, it's out of 16. Whoever has the most out of 16 wins. Do you get it?
I bet.
All right, cool. So first round is, these are the first couple questions I'll ask.
Yo, lock in, bro.
I said lock in.
Calm.
I'm trying, well.
Alright, first round. So cool. Remember, I'm gonna ask the questions. You're gonna write down your answers, innit? Yeah. And we're gonna have to match.
So they're the ones.
So you can't let T show your whiteboard or you're cheating, and you can't show me your whiteboard or you're cheating. Alright, calm. First question. Cool. How many siblings does your partner have?
So he did how many siblings?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
And I'm doing how many siblings I think he has.
I'm ready.
Fuck.
What do you mean you don't know how many siblings you have?
You don't know how many siblings you have, you monkey.
I'm ready.
Wait. I lost my whiteboard there. Hold on.
Just look
here. Hold on. Okay.
You're answering for how many siblings Solomon has?
Yeah.
Siblings, by the way.
Yeah.
Siblings.
Yeah, I know. What, why are you helping me?
Nah, I'm making that clear to you because I know what number you're
for. Already? Three, two, one. How many siblings do you have?
Oh, you're a
fuck. How many do you have?
I told him.
Yeah, my nigga, bro.
Nigga, what?
Bro, his sister.
And
it's your younger sister, bro.
What's AY?
His cousin.
I told you, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I told you. I knew.
First.
Oh my days.
Okay, you might go 1 point.
Where do we write in the corner?
You should have lied. You fucking should have lied.
You're an idiot, bro. Because even then, if you were counting my cousins, it would be more than that.
In it, AY's got what?
How many cousins you have?
Five or six.
Yeah.
Rush, man.
Yeah, AY's got
all six. Nah, maybe there's a sibling you don't know yet. Don't worry. Let's keep looking.
I mean, to be honest, if you count the shit, exactly. My dad can do
behind the scenes. I don't know what that nigga's doing, man. Shit.
All right, cool. This one's going to be.
For them, innit? Or for us?
I have to calculate. No, this is still for us.
Oh, okay.
First round, calm. How many relationships has he been in?
Serious.
Serious?
From what time, though? Is there like
a year? Yeah, what year? What year?
Year cut off range.
Start from.
From year 8. No, from year 9. From year 9. From the time you came in the country, for you, from year what? You give your own range.
From years.
No, let's just do it from the time that I, from 2018.
From 2018. I don't remember
Wait, hold on. Serious relationships.
Like relationships, yeah.
Yes.
Bro, cool. That's your own cross to carry. What? You forget what? Out.
Wait, so when you say serious relationships.
Is it till date?
Bro, you better put something.
Hey, is it till date?
Yes, till date, of course.
No, yes, listen, serious.
Listen.
I'm cool.
Before we answer this question.
You're pissing me off, bro.
No, deadass, you said since 2018.
You know who I'm going to count. You know what girl I'm going to count.
You might not figure that, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, time out. Let's just
keep it. Time out. If you want
this
me.
This is low-key cheating.
Okay, calm. Let's go. Can we say serious relationship?
9.
No, wait. 8. Can we say serious relationship?
7.
We actually became boyfriend
6,
and girlfriend.
Yes, boyfriend and girlfriend.
5.
Hold on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
How many?
Okay. How many did you put?
Yeah, my nigga.
My boy, bro.
It's 2-1.
Everybody's 2, I'll be.
Oh, yeah, show your whiteboard to the camera.
Oh, don't worry. We did.
Yeah, we know what we're doing, bro.
That one there, yeah.
Because I was thinking you would have guessed.
So we all get points.
No. Yeah, you man have 2 points, so it's 2-1 right now.
That's just enough.
So we got 1 point.
I bet.
All right, next question.
You man were discussing for too long, bro.
This one.
I thought that was low-key cheating.
You man. Nah, chill. We're literally losing, bro. Let us live. Ah, cool. Next question. What's your person's biggest ick? Bro, please don't be think about this one.
Yeah?
Ick as in how?
Like, what annoys, like, when a girl does something, what annoys
him? Don't even go, like, what just annoys him, bears, what gives him the ick? It can be a girl. You should know him to what he should put.
Yeah.
I know what Saul's going to put. Because this nigga, shall we do one at a time?
Come on, bro. Right sign.
I don't know.
Shall we do one at a time? You might go first.
Nah, you man go first.
Okay, say no more.
Well, actually,
you're right for too long, bro.
Not yet.
I actually don't.
We got to wait for them to do those.
Oh, wait, hold on.
No, just in general.
Like, in general.
So, what does someone what can someone do that's like,
something that you hate? You don't even know him. That's wrong.
What'd you put?
For him?
Yeah.
I don't know what I put for him.
Exactly. This better not be. Oh, that was too long.
You man go first, actually.
Nah,
go first.
What is Soul's biggest ick? 3, 2, 1. What'd you put? Yeah, shut up, my nigga.
Yes, sir.
They planned this shit. I know this guy, bro.
I hate time wasters with a passion.
I'll be sorry,
bro.
If you man.
You guys linked to everything.
Huh?
You guys linked to everything.
Well, no, we were on time. We just had to go pick up the board.
Yeah.
You that is late to everything.
I'm not late. Me late to everything.
Oh. Ignore them, just because you don't know each other.
What's Erasmus's biggest ick?
Oh.
What'd you put?
That's a shout.
What did you put?
I said shrimp butt crack.
What the hell is this?
Shrimp butt crack. That's what pissing you off. That is a shout. Oh my days.
You told me to be logical to think about the most.
The most. Like what would I actually
know? Shrimp bum crack. Good job.
Yeah, no. When people like, you know, like a plumber's coming.
How many times do you see bum crack?
Bro, I can't lie. I work. Some niggas don't have to pull up their trousers, man.
That's crazy. All right, cool. So it's 2-2.
Oh my days.
That was a basic one.
Are you ready? Alright, next one.
I should have got that.
What's his worst habit? This one's too easy. This one's too easy, bro.
My worst habit?
Think about it. What is your worst habit, bro? Chat to your partner, bro. Ask him.
I can't chat to him. He's cheating.
So yeah, you're not wrong.
My worst habit?
What's the word, bro?
Okay.
Yo, lock in, bro.
Did I spell this word wrong?
Honestly, I don't agree with this, but I feel like this is what a lot of people have told me, so I'm gonna take that.
You man go first.
Alright, shall I say?
Yeah.
What is Erasmus' worst habit, yeah?
Yeah. What'd you put?
Drinking.
My nigga. And you?
What'd you get?
I don't know how the fuck you got that, bro.
You might not know this guy.
You might not know locked in. Locking, keep laughing, I know it's wrong. What is Solomon's
worst habit? 3, 2, 1.
Idiot.
This is my twin.
Everyone tells me this.
This is my twin.
I can agree with you.
I know him like the back of my hand, bro.
They're like, I'm too stoked. Yeah,
that's what's that? 3-3.
Too stoked. 3-3.
Guys,
are the questions different for the next person?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I was going to say.
Come on now, we do this. Gas, man.
No.
£50 to the winner. £50 to the winner, by the way.
50?
Yeah, 50.
So who,
guys.
We put in 50, you put in 50.
I'd never agree to
get £100. No,
it's too late though. Hit
Dookies. Hit Dookies.
Check on it. We have to win first.
Yeah. Okay. I can't imagine.
Alright, cool. This one's slight easy. Oh, please, if you get this one wrong, I'm going to bang you in your face. What is your person's favorite artist?
Fuck!
I can't lie.
Wait, no, hold on, that's not fair.
What, how's it?
Actually, I'll wait till after. If you might get it right, then it's not fair.
How's it?
Don't worry, I'll talk about it after. Oh my days, you.
I mean, my
let me think about UPS.
In my mind, isn't it? There's still my mind. Don't think what you think it is. Put what I would think it is.
Bro.
Please don't film me. I know like two artists, bro.
Okay, you know what? You can put two as the answer.
Oh.
You can put two as the answer. I'm going to put two. One of these has to be right.
But you should think of, who do I always speak about a lot?
Nigga, bro.
On the pod.
Hey, lie. Just keep cheating again.
How is that cheating? How many hours have I talked about?
From you saying that, I already know what it is, so that's cheating.
How?
You can't say anything anymore.
I bet we'll put two eyes. One of these has to be right, bro. I've only got one. I've only got one. Why would you do that? Because I just like competition.
Oh, to be honest.
What if we then miss? Doesn't matter.
We're not going to miss. Wait, hold on.
I put two. If you get one, I'll bang you, bro.
Hold on. If we go two for two, is that 2 points?
No.
Come on. Make it a little bit interesting. Be a good sport.
No, man.
It's 2 points, bro.
The last question will be double points.
Ah, cool. You guys go first.
What is Soul's favorite artist? 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Okay, that's 1 point. Good shit.
I know, I was going to put the video, but
I would have banged you.
It's not my favorite artist anymore.
What is Erastus's favorite artist?
Oh, my days.
Did you get it wrong?
Sexy Red.
Nah,
bro. I thought it was Sexy Red.
Sorry, I genuinely thought that's what you like, bro.
That's the girl you speak about the most on the pod.
You don't like Sexy Red?
When have you spoken about Kanye West?
Bro,
when have you spoken about Kanye West on the pod?
You spoke about Kanye. No, he has. Favorite album.
But I'm talking about real life.
No, but when you talk about Sexy Red a lot, like,
yeah,
on the pod, like,
I know your story every day.
What, literally?
You love Sexy Red.
Nah, but that's a point, isn't it?
That's not a point.
I said Gunner.
It's Gunner, bro.
It's 4-4.
It's kind of competitive.
Oh, why not?
Hey, this is going down.
I did not think of that.
You should have put Sexy Red.
Sexy Red's just like when the alcohol's inside the.
I thought Sexy Red.
Yeah, that's why your West habit's drinking.
I'm gonna get this one wrong, bro.
So what? 4, yeah.
It's 4-4, yeah. All right, cool. What is your person's favorite? Okay, actually, no, I read it wrong. What's his favorite feature about himself? Or what's his favorite thing about himself? Not feature, favorite thing
how
about himself.
Hell?
About
how the hell am I supposed to know that? Know
so what is Erastus' favorite thing about himself?
Do I even know the answer to that?
I don't know, but find one though.
His feature, like personality?
No, just looks, anything. What's his favorite thing about himself? Favorite thing about himself? Anything. Anything. Could be, like me, I would say.
No, wait, can we say, can it be close? Can it be like say for example, it's like
if you like, if she
don't
say,
oh, don't
your
say
your personality, say how nice you are.
Yeah,
be like same thing.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so favorite thing about himself.
I mean, I'm being for real, myself, so okay. You might get it wrong.
Me, I'm.
What are you putting? I'm putting this.
Is that a feature about themselves?
Basically, yeah.
This nigga better get it.
No,
man.
But it's not personality, by the way. But I'm not. Okay, ready. Oh, we got no. Don't worry.
Wait, no,
but
no. I said
yo, hand the
ball. Cool.
I didn't see.
Yo, they're going first. I saw.
VAR, they're going first. Okay, what did I say?
I can't. Don't worry.
You go first. Shall we go first?
You go first.
All right. What's your favorite thing about himself? 3, 2, 1. What'd you put?
Oh, I put the way I talk.
Yeah. I was going to put that as well.
Dress sense is also.
Okay, fair. So we're down a point. Good one,
idiot.
Cool. What's
you, man?
Oh, it was dress sense.
Yeah, like what?
I think you might not overcomplicating it too much. What's Erastus's favorite feature about himself, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the confidence / energy.
These men are cheating.
Hey,
say moms.
If we're cheating, comment down below.
Put confidence / energy.
So what's that, five?
Yeah,
four.
Bro.
There's no, how'd you get that? First?
I know you, bro. No, my first.
I can't lie, how the fuck you got that?
Yo,
where's
my 50
pound, it's because of the Sexy Red.
No. Where's my 50 pound, bro?
What, how many questions are left?
There's two more questions for this round.
So one more than bonus points.
Yeah.
All right, cool, bet.
All right, ready? What?
Oh, that's what we mean by.
What is your boy's body count?
I'm playing.
All right, cool. This one is, what city did he grow up in?
Ooh, shit.
Wait.
Country.
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 C.
C. Bro, in it. Hold the phone.
Nah, change the question, bro. This man. He was born in Ireland. He was born in Niger.
Do you know what C he was born in?
In Niger.
Do you know what C he was born in?
Benin. Oh, hey, Diki, bro.
I'm literally Yoruba.
Oh, is it Yoruba C?
What?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. You're hard.
Appreciate you, gang. Yeah, man.
So what then?
Yo, next question, bro.
So what's the change of the question?
You're gonna have to.
The question, how?
Actually, no. Yeah, nah, change the question. There's nothing you can do with that, bro.
What would you put?
Nah. What would be the person's dream city to visit in the UK?
In the UK?
Dream city, Birmingham. Like, what? There's no place to visit.
Nah.
There's no place to visit.
Okay, dream place they would like to stay. There's,
in the UK?
There's Manchester, there's London.
No,
there's...
let's not do UK. Let's do worldwide.
Worldwide?
Okay. What city would you want to, like,
what,
visit?
What country does a person want to visit, then?
Country. Want to visit or stay? Let's go area. Area.
City.
City I don't or know, area.
City, that's too
small. Nah, country. It has to be country. Guys, come on, country.
Okay, country then.
Alright, come.
I wish it's, I think.
But the man that are watching the actual YouTuber that skips their piss right now.
Yeah.
Just bear with us. The country that your person wants to visit.
Fuck, come on, this is so easy, bro.
Don't do that, man.
It's basic. Like,
it's basic.
Okay.
But like, it's the land of.
Okay. Oh.
Was that
that was
Jesus?
That was so big. That was big.
The land of what?
Nothing.
Even I know where it is, so. Exactly.
But you know, I don't know. So
no, but don't be stupid.
I don't want my laugh.
What country says the land of? Everyone knows that, bro.
The land of.
Nah, Dedaz, don't be silly.
Don't tell him.
Write your answer down.
Look, I'm lock and loaded.
See, I've put the camera's been seeing. Hopefully, the camera's been picking this up.
Yo, this is the wrong answer, bro.
It's not.
Yo, be for real.
No, I'm being for real.
Oh my days.
The land of.
Yo, let's go first, so you man can embarrass yourself after.
Fuck.
Wait. What's the? Oh wait. Yeah.
Go on.
3, 2.
No,
I'm embarrassed though. I don't want to say my answer.
Ask the question. Ah, cool.
So what's the
city? Country Erasmus would most want to go to?
And what did you put?
I put America, nigga.
Yes, sir. USA. United of States.
Oh. Nah. That's not even what I'm waiting for.
Oh.
What's the city or country Solomon would most want to go to?
3, 2, 1.
India.
Oh, you're so fucking stupid, bro. It's literally fucking America. India. This guy's so stupid.
India.
The land of the free.
What is wrong with you? India. When has this nigga even spoken?
When have I ever said I wanted to go to India?
Can't invest in your friendship.
Where is, man?
That's five, I like.
No, he said, you know what he said? He said the land of the NIG.
The land of, that's the national anthem.
No. I started thinking of Aladdin.
It's stupidity that drives
you. The land of gold.
Gold is not even in India, bro.
Say something, be racist. The land of what?
What's wrong with this guy?
The land of what?
I just thought that was the land of gold, bro.
That's disappointing.
That's amazing.
He literally made it out.
He did so well.
Guy, bro.
Sounds if effort.
He did so well. Effort.
Nah, that's four. That's genuine.
Wait, what test was this again? The best test.
That's twin.
Cool. Bro, we're swapping. Yeah.
India's
the last question.
Double points.
Ah, cool. Double points. What's it?
Do we even need
it? 6-4.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we win this, you know what? Yeah.
It's six.
Yeah, 6-4.
Oh, I've been marking it wrong. Shit.
Ah, cool. what's your partner's biggest goal for this year?
Goal for this year.
Yeah. I said it before you came here.
Biggest goal for this year.
Man, don't even know my goal anymore.
Oh. What's
wait, oh no, that's not the.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna put this.
Wait, hold on. Biggest goal as an achievement or like.
Bravo.
No, leave it. Goal. You're overthinking it. It is what it is.
Hold on.
What we spoke about, yeah.
Don't do that.
No.
If I get it wrong,
no. You'll get it wrong. We literally spoke about this like 2 days ago.
Ah, come
on. You remember, you were like, oh, no, bro.
My nigga.
So I already know it is.
Oh my. I'm not changing nothing. I'll even
close. Yeah, I'll even put my pen here.
Let these two best friends
do that. I was sure the camera already.
Alright, you might want to go first, or should we?
You go first, because I feel like we've had to up now. He's been right for a while.
He's right in the paragraph, bro. He's
thing, bro.
Please, so.
Alright, you show yours first.
Don't embarrass me. Yes, he'll see it. Yeah, come on, so you're taking a piss now.
Guys, for your information, this is the best friend test, by the way.
And that's my twin, bro.
We're six up.
What is so? What is so?
I've won us the game, anyways.
Sorry.
Damn. Sorry, let's get our 2 points. What is Soul's biggest goal for this year? 3, 2, 1.
Question, Brandon. Growing in fashion.
Nah. Fashion brand. Growing fashion.
You know, I'm a fashion guy.
It's fashion.
It's fashion.
Growing fashion type of, in what? Like, grow, become a model?
Not necessarily.
It's both fashion twice. Your turn.
What was it?
What is Erasmus' biggest goal for this year?
I said, oh my, what the fuck? Oh shit, hey, man.
Is that cool?
We're doing social media. Who wants to be social media? Okay.
Surprise. We all need Erasmus though.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
We all need Erasmus.
But I've got all questions right.
Nah.
It's not an achievement.
But if I was doing yours,
that's how I'd have said it.
Oh yeah, of course.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's bro, it's life.
I hear it.
It's life.
Who wants to
read it?
Yeah. Can I read?
I'll read.
Read loud though. All right, calm. So this is going to be, this is the second round now. Is these man answering for us? Don't embarrass me.
Oh, then it should be, have a soul reading it then.
Oh yeah.
Let's all read it.
You should read it.
Yeah, I can't read. I read like Mayweather, bro.
You say.
So these are the ones I'm reading, right?
Yeah, these ones.
All right, cool. Second round, yeah.
And just say like, what's the
what is the other person's favorite hobby?
That's easy, bro.
My man favorite knows. Hobby. Everybody in this room knows it right now.
Don't need to jump.
Wait, favorite hobby?
Yes.
T-Dai is a hobby.
Ah, cool.
Oh, bashing.
What, do you see him?
No. Because he's overthinking it.
All right, cool. Show yours in three.
I'm glad no one heard what I said. Wait, who's going first?
What did you put?
He said, wait, you said
so favorite hobby. What is the other person's favorite hobby?
Yeah. Right now.
You jam, show it.
I mean, show it.
You jam.
How is that hobby?
This guy's favorite hobby is social media.
It is a hobby.
He didn't show a dickhead, bro.
When was the last time I banged ball?
This guy thinks that.
My dudes.
That would have never crossed my mind.
This is for you.
Oh,
you are stupid.
When's the last time this guy touched the football, bro?
Thank you.
I thought this was for Erasmus. I was going to be like.
Oh, yeah, I can't lie. You're a bugger.
Yeah, no, you're stupid. Yeah,
I don't know. He thinks you're a dickhead. That's crazy. That's mad.
That's what I said. Everybody knows right now.
Shall we even do it? Or shall I just get a point?
You might get a point, man. It's basketball. Yeah.
It's live, bro.
He knows me.
Yeah, I can't lie. This is where I jab.
So what's that? You might have got 8. We got 7. Right?
Yeah.
So it's 8-7.
Sorry, your thing's under.
No worries.
Jesus Christ. I don't know how I didn't get that. That's poor for me.
That's probably the easiest one we're going to get.
All right, cool. What is the other person's most toxic trait with women?
Can I actually say this on camera? Am I actually allowed to say this on camera?
It depends what you're going to say, though.
If I need to, I know what.
I know what to write as well. Baba.
I don't know why.
Headbanger. Back to them days.
Nah, I can't lie. If you violate me, wait. What even is my worst trait with women?
I don't know.
Please think about what is the thing that I always struggle with?
Commitment.
Oh, you gave it away now.
I don't cheat, by the way.
That counts as a bad.
Nah, come on.
You man just said that. No one told you to do that.
No one told you to do that.
Okay, we can't put a commitment, but.
What? So it's like similar. Come on, bro.
You man said no one told you to say.
Has to be something else.
Did someone tell you to say?
No one told you to say.
Actually, no, fuck being fair.
Fuck being fair, bro.
We never gave it away once.
That's your business.
No one told you to say that out loud.
I knew a lot of yours. I didn't say it.
Yeah. Sorry.
What's the question again?
What is the other person's most toxic trait with women?
Into a mic, innit?
So what's the other person's most toxic trait with women?
So you have teeth.
Open.
I can't. I wish you did more rational.
With women.
Bro, man's a good eat, man. Anyways,
this is 15-year-old T, bro. That's all we can go off.
Nah. Don't do 15-year-old.
Let's show us first.
Yeah, but you've been a stand-up guy so far.
Let's show us first.
Alright, cool.
3, 2, 1. Commitment.
Yeah. That is my worst trait, women. Unfortunately, but we're changing. Praise God.
I don't have no worst traits, man.
I wish I did this one for you.
Why do you have to pick this question?
What is T's worst trait with women? Or most toxic trait with women? I wonder what this guy's going to put, honestly.
I don't think he's going to put one thing.
Might have to cut the cameras dead ass.
Hey, babe, if you see this, this is not me anymore, bro.
What if I spot this wrong?
Yeah, you definitely spelled it wrong.
If you spell what I think you spell wrong, you're a bozo.
Nah, ah, no, cool, 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 okay, cool. Let's go.
So what's the other person's most toxic trait with women? 3, 2, 1.
Leaving early.
Oh, yeah.
You man cheated. They cheated.
How?
My life, they cheated.
How?
You both put detach. You're yes. fucking lying.
Yes.
Leaving you're early fucking
lying. Yes. Leaving early
detach. That's suspicious.
They're fucking
lying.
That's suspicious.
How is that suspicious?
I'm even gonna lie.
VAR, roll the tapes.
Roll the tapes.
These men text each other a sign.
Bro, my phone's here.
Say no more.
My phone has been down this whole time.
So how many do you men have? 8.
9.
9. So it's 9-8.
Alright, cool.
These men are fucking capping.
Why did the other person's last relationship end?
Hey. Bro, what kind of
Hey!
Yeah, I can't lie, we didn't ask you about these questions.
Hey, it depends if you got first or second round.
Wait, before you write.
No,
that's valid. I need to know that's what.
Right. Wait, serious or just brushing by?
Huh?
Brushing by, link. Whichever he's lost.
Nah, safe.
Brushing by.
Safe.
Whichever one, yeah.
Brushing nah, by.
Safe.
You can be vague, you don't have to be specific.
Brushing by, is that?
Why did the last person's relationship end?
What are these man?
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
No. I need to know name.
He has to know the last one.
This is cheating,
no? No.
Okay, so then I need to know the name.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, okay. You can do that then. Okay.
Ah, I was doing that name, bro.
Storytelling.
I couldn't hear him, bro.
Think about it. Just think about it. Be vague. You know me, Ak. This is a best friend to... Come on, bro. Why did it end?
I can't lie. I'm missing the question.
Bro.
All right, cool.
Wait. So why did the last relationship end?
Yeah.
Think about it. You know me. You know me. Please, bro. Don't embarrass me on this platform.
Bro.
Why did the last flick end?
Bro, don't piss me off, bro.
Okay.
Oh my days.
Okay, hold on. Let me even wrap my. I'm gonna change it now.
Wow, that lingers 2018, fam.
2018. Okay.
No. Leave it though.
No. Hold on.
Honestly, what's be right?
Are you ready?
I don't know the word to use, but I know what I want to say.
Yeah, calm. Okay, who's going first?
You guys go
so
first.
You should, let's start doing,
you guys.
Man, bring out your white boys first and we hold ours back.
Okay, what did you write? Right.
Wait, I haven't finished yet. Okay, I can describe it if you want me to.
Yeah, write it down and then you
Yeah, then you can describe it.
I don't like these questions.
To use.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, but let me describe
Okay, why did my last relationship end?
So I said couldn't stay committed / she was too clingy, like, not clingy, she was deserved. She wanted
Yeah, talking too much.
She wanted a lot from him. He couldn't give.
Okay, we get that.
That much, yeah.
Let me see what this nigga put.
Didn't want relationship.
Bruh.
I mean, that's committed.
That's so vague.
That's commitment.
You didn't want a relationship.
You man up.
You did.
Nah,
you
man up.
You know what a relationship isn't commitment.
No, but he couldn't stay. Yes, it is.
What is commitment? I don't want a relationship. That's not, I couldn't be committed.
It's the same thing, just different terminology.
Well, take your point.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's 9.
Okay, I said, he done her dirty. # Nigerian men are trash.
Hey.
Nah, that's too vague.
3, 2.
No, we just gave ours.
3, 2, 1. What's yours? Didn't rate her, done her. These men are cheating.
Should I really say who the person
these
was?
These men are cheating.
No. What? You guys know who the person was.
I don't even think I
You are there. Yes, 2022 you do. Freshers. Do you
come on, bro.
Sense, bro.
Oh, I don't.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
I give them the point.
Ten nine.
Give them the point.
Fucking hell, man.
How many more left we got to do?
Yeah, please, let's just
cut. I didn't even check.
I can't, we're even losing, bro.
What's that one's finishing?
How much?
45, alright, bless. What's the next question, please?
Next question. What's his favourite colour?
Easy. Don't be stupid.
Bro, Arasis, you better know this from back in the day, bro.
From back in the day.
Back in the day, like I'm gonna remember.
You pass that, please.
Wait, V, I know your favorite color.
I know.
Yeah, I know V.
Back in the OG flick, the flick that.
Yeah, the OG flick, the flick for the ages. Yeah, man. I got you. You don't wear it like that anymore, though.
Yeah, no, I don't. Are you ready?
Wait.
He's gonna Arasis.
He's buffering, bro.
This is easy, I know his as well.
Everybody knows mine. Bro, 2018, that was the collar I was wearing with every outfit.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
Yes, it was.
It was. I cool.
Already.
Erasmus, you go first.
Is there...
You
like,
can't.
Is this, I feel like this is basic.
It's basic. Yeah, it's not going to be
lavender. He missed it. From the writing, I already know he missed.
What you go first.
Okay, so what's Timmy's favourite colour?
Oh, Fez, you go.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favourite colour?
Yeah,
right. Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Okay, what's my favourite colour?
Yeah.
Tap shit.
What's my... Do you know?
Yeah, here, bro.
Alright,
cool. So what? That's 10. That's 10, 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, we're fucking losing, bro.
That's the end.
How many questions left?
Four.
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 Yeah.
Four.
That can't be right, broski.
That's cap.
It is four.
Oh, it is four.
It is four.
Yeah, actually, it's four.
We spent a lot of time on this one.
Yeah,
we've
been.
Bro, can we do two more? And that's it.
Yeah, we're taking a lot.
Two more.
We're taking a lot.
I know. Okay,
actually, no. you can cut the thing just to the questions, innit?
I know what to choose. Alright, cool.
Well, should we just carry on?
No, like cut each question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what's the other person's type?
You know me.
What's the other person's type?
So what is Erasmus's?
If this guy flops, yeah.
What's Timmy's type?
Everybody here is getting.
What is my type?
Wait.
What's my type right now?
What's his type?
What's my type right now?
You're cheating.
No.
How about you cheating? What's my type?
My type has never changed.
Stop talking. No. Right.
Okay, say now.
What's his type?
Nah, okay, cool.
What's his type?
Nah, what's my type?
Bro,
Nah, cool.
Right, his type, bro.
Bro,
say right now. Are we calling him?
No, don't put nothing.
Put that to your chest. Let me take your pen. My pen is shit.
What's my
right
type?
Now?
You know
bro,
my type.
We're sitting over here. Wait, when you say type, you mean like ethnicity?
What's my type?
Describe my type.
What
do
is
I like
type, bro?
Big girls, small girls, white girls, black girls. Describe my type.
You are dickheads.
What's his type? It's actually not a hard question.
I know what my type is.
I've written mine down, bro.
Wait, what? Well, he's gonna put what he thinks my type is. This is my type. Well, I hope he puts it.
I feel like I'm spelling this wrong.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. What are you doing? This guy.
Bro, I'm gonna lock off this whole thing. Straight up.
You gotta bang him.
Wee.
Don't overthink it. Yeah. If you made a mistake, anyways, bro.
Be genuine.
You go first. Me and you are going to have discussion after this, bro.
So the question was, he had to write down, what is my type?
Yeah.
Put your answer. 3, 2, 1.
Slim, petite, black women.
That's a point. That's a point.
He described it more to the T, though.
I mean,
it's still
black women. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very much. My brother. That's why. That's my twin. Now, let's get to you, man. What is Timmy's type?
Yeah. Right, cool.
Wait, put yours first.
What do you mean? He's already put his.
You put what you put for him.
Yeah. What is Timmy's type?
Let me read that, bro, right
no,
now.
No, show us.
Huh? Show.
2, 1, show us. Black girls, Nigerian. Yeah, you jammed.
I mean,
no.
Is that allowed?
That's my girl, though.
But why would you not just put
my girl? My girl is black, beautiful, Nigerian, amazing, wonderful, splendid girl.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done.
You're right, man.
Slick with it.
No, my thing.
Yeah, I respect that one there.
No, I was going to put that, but I was thinking, I'm putting like finger too much thought into it.
Oh, nice. So wait, what did you spell wrong here?
We got one more question.
Oh my god, bro.
Well, we got one more question.
Ah,
yeah, just do one more question.
Okay, cool. What's the one thing that he cannot live without?
Wait, if he's this is gonna be real, bro.
I don't know.
I don't know. Actually, I know.
Is this double points?
Yeah.
What's the scores? We're one up, innit?
My life is amazing.
So this is the crunch time. What's the one thing that
I don't fuck off?
You know what it is like? Do you get it?
Are we twins like that?
Nah, don't say
that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm gonna put though.
So we're twins like that, yeah?
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna put.
Take.
If you don't put the right thing, I'm gonna bang you, bro.
What can I not live without?
What's the thing? It's easy.
I've locked in with this one.
Yeah, bro. No,
my turn. Who's going first?
Wait, hold on.
You go first.
Wait, he's written his, yeah?
Yeah.
If you've locked in, then you know how my life has been this past year.
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
He got it wrong. I know what he put.
You're
wrong.
I know what he's put.
Ready?
That means one loss. That means one loss.
Bro, you're pissing me off, bro.
Sorry.
What's the one thing I can't live without?
If this goes wrong, I'm locking up the whole team.
Or should it just be one?
No, two things if you want. Shall I put two things?
No, just one.
If you want to put two,
bro,
I can put another one.
Literally think about it.
Don't do that to me.
I'll do it to you.
What can I not live without?
Okay, he's saying that.
What can I not live without?
What's one thing? 10, 9, 8.
What's one thing 7, I do? Like, 6, what can I not live without?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's it.
Are you right?
If you have no answer, you have no answer.
Have you heard something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure, sure.
Already?
By the way, if you get this wrong, yeah, you've not known this guy long enough.
Yeah. You don't know me at all if you got this wrong.
You're not best friends. Actually, you're
really friends. I feel like I know the answer.
I know the answer straight away.
I feel like I know the answer, but I'm
not sure. Wait,
when he shows it, I want you man to say what the answer is, yeah?
Alright, cool.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Basketball.
What'd you put?
Money.
Yo, wait, man.
You're an idiot. You put money. It's basketball.
No, but
this nigga lives and breathes it, bro.
You're not my bridge. You're not my bridge.
Since the day we met him till uni, he's still banging the same thing.
Wait, what? Did you write that down?
I put, no, because basically he was like, it's very easy. So I was thinking it's either phone or money.
Why would it be his phone?
Because you can't live without your phone.
So that is poor.
I went to a basketball academy.
Hey, yo, I didn't go deep.
I've been playing basketball for 10 plus years.
No, that I didn't deep it like that. If you guys know V,
he eats, sleeps, and breathes basketball.
He actually does. No, but again, it was
hold on, don't make it sound like I actually hoop.
But listen, it was the context that you guys made it try to seem.
You're a waste, man. You're a waste, man.
100.
You're not my boy.
100.
I went to a whole academy.
Say that we won then? Because we already have
a man won, bro. Just show the thing. What can Temi not live without, bro?
Yeah, pattern, bro. No matter.
Oh, that is so gay, bro. I was even thinking it was gay.
Hey, guys, it's gay boy one. Guys, it's gay boy one. Yo, these are supposed to be best friends, yeah? Look what happened to them. They fell apart.
If
you want to be my friend, yeah, come over to this side, bro. Come over to this side.
That was such a generic one, isn't it? It was basic.
Bro, it's normal, bro.
I went to a whole academy. I literally.
You are very materialistic. I've realized that.
Yeah,
bro. Even that, basically.
Wait, what can't you live without?
I said money.
What can you not live without? So that's the question.
That is money, though. But that's the thing, because we had a conversation beforehand, before the start.
Money. But what's the thing I'm on scholarship for? Basketball.
But this is the thing. When I said, are we twins? I was trying to ask, I told you my answer beforehand. So when I said, are we twins? And you said, yes, I was thinking we were talking about the same thing.
Chop knuckle.
I'm happy with that section.
Chop knuckle.
We should do that one.
Shall we do one more?
Nah, it's okay.
Don't be a sore loser. What are you going to put down?
Don't be a sore loser.
If your goal is money, slap money on the table, bro.
His money is good. He said he can't live without money.
Slap money on the money.
It's right here.
Say swear.
Bro, it's not my phone, obviously, but
give me my phone.
Hold on.
If you guys cheat, yeah.
What's my other phone?
Bro, let's put money on this, bro.
Bro, shut up.
Anyways, no. Alright, fam, we'll do it next pod. You're actually a joke, bro.
That's so
I can't. Are we swapping people next pod or are we keeping it the same?
Let's swap. No, we can't do the best friends thing because we clearly obviously know that.
You can have my man, bro.
Okay, that's mine.
This guy, you don't know nothing.
Bro, what do you mean I don't know anything?
My nigga, you put
it
money.
It was the context that you guys made it seem as.
I'm on scholarship for basketball, so I get, so why would you like.
No, but that was the first thing, but it was the context you're that you made it seem as.
Wait, hold on. Can we do one quickly?
What?
Can you write down what his would be? Okay, excluding money. What would his be?
It would have been money.
No, exclude money.
You don't like anything else but money.
Yeah, but what's the next best thing? Solomon, look that way.
Yeah.
Just look away. Don't write anything.
He doesn't even know what he's going to put you.
Okay, no. He's going to write it. I'm going to take his pen. You write. Quick, guys.
Should I just write
one thing he can't live without?
No, not yet.
Except for money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. Go
grab me. I was going to see something.
Give me a pen. Hold on. You write yours. Just write yours.
No, because I know you. It would have been money.
Yeah. Without money.
And it can't be money.
And I guarantee Saul's going to overthink it and he's going to get it wrong. Guaranteed.
Well, I have two answers.
You have one.
No, but I know.
Let me see what you put.
No.
Give me a pen.
He's got to show his first.
Yeah. All right. Three.
What's one thing that Saul can't live without? 3, 2, 1.
You know what?
My nigga, I know this guy.
You don't know me though.
That, you know what?
Wait, hold on.
I know you, bro.
Wait, why are you doing that? What's that telling me is that you know him more than he knows you.
Yeah, he don't know me, bro.
So you rate him more. So it's a one-sided friendship.
Yeah, it is.
It has to be.
Let me be for real. I lie not in Christ. I would have put basketball if not for the context you guys made it seem as.
What do we do?
Omo?
I asked you, are you my twin? After I told you what my answer was earlier before the podcast.
I thought, are you my twin? So when he's already got it.
Yes. He said he likes money. That's
why. So when he said yes, I was thinking you were talking about the same thing. You know, like the
grind. But why would I ever pick money? Money wouldn't even be my second.
What would be a second?
Be God.
Man, nigga.
Amen.
Amen to you.
No, but this guy with money than women. Money than women. He's a whole good in that category. Alright, calm.
Women is just it's just you know, the general.
Little jerky joke. I can't lie. Whoa,
says a lot about your character.
What more time do you have to talk about?
Says a lot about your character.
Let's just talk to our fans, man.
Let's.
What do you guys want to hear from us, bro? I'm getting tired of this podcast and stuff, bro.
Oh my god.
Nah. Okay, cool. He was talking about women and money. Is the two things you can't live without. Do you feel with lack of money you won't be able to keep a good woman?
I genuinely don't care about money, boy. It's like, what's the one thing you can't live without? You need. I was saying.
I feel like money's inevitable.
About money, like these men that know, obviously they know me probably. I don't care about money. I'm not money if he's like that.
So lack of money will make you lose a good woman?
Not necessarily.
Shit, probably. Shit, if I can't take care of myself, how can I take care of another person?
Doesn't mean you lose her though.
I mean, if I can't take care of myself, I feel insecure about myself.
Doesn't mean
it's not grow up. It's not grow up. It's not a grow up thing. Like, again, that's me personally. Like, if I can't take care of a woman, I ain't got no business to be.
But if you're insecure, how are you gonna lose her?
Huh?
How are you going to lose her?
What do you mean? If I'm insecure that I cannot provide for, or I cannot do the things I want to do for a girl, then you get what I'm saying? I don't know how to put it.
I'm just saying, I don't think you could ever, you can't lose a good woman unless you treat her badly. If you don't have money, she'll stay.
It's not even about losing her, but it's like, when you know you can't do what you want to do, like you won't feel comfortable being in a space. If that makes sense. I mean, that's just me personally. That's how I feel.
I don't even know. If I was broke, I wouldn't get in a relationship.
That's just me though, but you can do if you want.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about before, not during. I was just talking about, because obviously if you're losing a good woman.
If I get broke,
clearly
you during a relationship.
Yeah.
I can't lie, it's going to sound mad, isn't it? But if there's ever a time that I'm down, I think we spoke about this.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to think I deserve pussy? I shouldn't be chopping nothing.
I hear what you're saying. It's just like,
wow.
If you can't.
Yeah, so he's paying for pussy.
That's not paying for pussy.
Hear me out.
Wait, let's just pause. Because we're going to have to edit this part out of the pod anyways.
Why?
Because we just said pussy like 5 times.
We can just bleep it.
You bleep it, don't worry.
You're going to bleep all this.
Of course.
Let me land. So to you, now this is where we're now gonna have a proper conversation, To you feel bad. Like sex is a transaction.
No, okay. No one said that. He's begging it.
Hold on. Okay. If he does not feel like sex is a transaction, then you should know that sex is not a materialistic thing, it's an emotional thing.
Hello?
Hold on.
This is begging it.
If you cannot
provide,
he's begging it. This is live or begging it.
No, listen.
Hey, TikTok.
I just said if I'm in a relationship and I get broke, I'm not gonna, like, as a joke, obviously.
It was a figure of speech. It's like when someone's telling you, like, oh, you're sleeping, you don't have any money in your bank account. Like, why would you be sleeping?
Yeah.
Like, there's money to be made. So, like,
that's a completely different analysis.
No, because he's in a relationship. Bro, it's like,
how can I pay for pussy in my own relationship?
Because you're saying, if I don't have money, so therefore I don't deserve pussy.
It's the same. Okay, wait, listen.
It's just a joke.
It's the same thing as someone saying that, oh, if you don't have money, why are you chasing women?
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you chasing women?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
He's in a relationship.
But that's what he's saying in the relationship context.
No,
you're not understanding.
If you're broke, would you lose a good woman? He added on to that saying, if I was broke, do you think I deserve pussy?
I didn't ask you if you think I deserve it. I said I don't think I should.
He doesn't think he deserves.
But that's the thing. If I'm broke, why would I be chasing women? He's saying
she's
that
your girl.
Yes, but he's saying, I deserve pussy in the context of he's already in a relationship?
This is the dumbest argument I've heard in my life.
Does he deserve
pussy? Why do you not speak?
Yeah, like, this is so dumb. I was literally joking.
I can't lie.
You think I literally think in my head, my bank is going below a bill. I cannot be chopping. No, I'm joking.
TikTok, if I'm bugging, let me know, bro.
You think he's getting posted on TikTok?
I will clip this myself, and I'll post it. There's no way I'm bugging.
You are bugging.
You think you can post this?
There's no way you
am
didn't
I bugging?
Understand. No, there's no way you didn't understand.
Am I bugging?
The figure of speech that was there.
You know what? Sorry.
This nigga said something.
Sorry.
It's a figure of speech.
But the way I took it is he's saying if he was broke, he's not gonna. He doesn't deserve pussy.
He's saying, like, do I deserve pussy if I don't have money? Like, that's the.
So was that supposed to be like an analogy?
I mean, yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Because it's the same thing as saying, like, oh, if I ain't got no money, why would I be chasing a girl?
But I just felt like it was different to what he said.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, cool. Because I pay for pussy, apparently. That's just something I've done before in the past.
No, not literally.
Oh, my days, man.
You won't understand.
Nah, that's crazy. What should you even talk about?
What?
Damn.
Worry. Yo, man.
Nah, no, for real, though.
That was no T. T, that was a generational jam.
Cut off your mic, bro.
Literally, like, take away your mic. Boss, can we lower his mic, please?
No,
literally, no. Oh, that's gonna...
Bro.
Imagine.
All right, cool. Different
Are you sure, though?
Sure, I'm very what? Sure I don't pay for pussy.
Talk, make your statement.
Nah, man, I don't look like they can on camera.
Nah, make your statement.
Well, after we'll talk.
I meant like, bro, like, you're broke. You're not going to be spending time, like, even now you're broke. Are you going to be going on dates? Are you going to be taking your girl? Are you going to be chopping your girl?
Is that what you mean by pussy?
Like, yo, T, are you slow?
Yes, yeah, like, clearly. Because he just now spoke about dates, but in my head.
He's making a different, okay, making a different, you know, example there.
Explain. Explain the pussy for me.
Do you understand it?
No, he doesn't. Says? Did you hear what your best friend just said? Explain the pussy for me.
Oh, my days.
Okay, what are you talking about?
That's what he just said.
You're speaking now.
What?
He just said to me.
No, look. Explain. You know what? I understand what he took from it. But I understand what you're saying.
No, like, I don't understand what you're
saying. The analogy is right. Why, cool. Like, so like, broke, why would you chase women if you're broke?
If you're broke, like, you don't deserve your woman.
No, what? T, my nigga.
Let me break it for you. Let me break it in layman's
terms. Guys, I'm not talking again.
No, let me break it in layman's terms. You're broke. You don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have any money, what would your primary focus be?
Get money.
Okay.
Exactly.
So if you don't have any money, and you see a girl that you like and you want to
No.
Wait.
I was speaking about in relationships.
Yes, wait.
Okay, okay.
If you don't have any money and you see a girl that you like and you want to take her on a date where you don't have any money, what are you going to do first?
Get money.
Okay. Now, if you're in a relationship and you don't have any money, do you deserve or do you think you deserve to get pussy?
The love and affection of your woman, yes.
This is that way you're going down the left route.
You see what you're doing?
The figure of speech.
What? So you're wait. I'm leaving this in. Wait, so you're telling me, for example, go to BCW, you don't get broke. Hey, so you're saying, oh, now that you're broke, you shouldn't be getting love from your woman. Is that what you're saying?
No, I said regardless, like, why are you, he's talking about I don't deserve pussy. You deserve everything in a relationship.
Of course he deserves everything.
As long as he's providing emotionally, if he can't provide materially,
you're going to dip into it.
If he has a good woman,
you're going to dip into it, my nigga.
It was just,
I know I'm not tweaking.
It was just a joke,
There's reading really between the lines and then there's semi.
Like,
to God be the glory, our brain. These guys, I don't know what I'm talking about.
What do you mean you have brain? You don't have brains.
These guys
that's not having brains.
You know what? Let's move on.
We're not moving on.
Bro, I've worked my hours today. I can't lie. This conversation is
not good.
How long do we have?
We have 20 minutes.
It's not good.
It's not 20 minutes, man.
Topic.
Shall we just break down to tell me what jokes are? Just explain what a joke is.
But you say there's an analogy.
Huh?
An analogy can be a joke. What are you talking about?
Oh, brother.
When someone says, why would I be chasing a woman when I don't have money? Have you never heard that saying before?
Well, like when Nicki Minaj said, broke people don't deserve to have fun or laugh or something like that. Does that actually mean?
Okay, so it's basically like, you just need to focus on money.
Oh my days.
I swear I hate niggas, bro. Oh my life! Oh my days.
I actually hate niggas, bro.
T, are you being for real?
I'm joking, fam. Don't worry, man. I'm joking.
You know he's not joking.
Your sarcasm voice is so bad.
Cool. Let me explain. Basically, what he's saying, he's saying he doesn't deserve... To let you know that I understand.
Okay.
So basically, he's saying if he's broke, he basically doesn't deserve pussy, as in he feels like he now needs to work hard to get his money up in order to do the things he wants to do for his girl.
Yeah, but what does my girl have to do with anything? You see, this girl went, wait, what? Yo, wait, if on. I'm broke, the last thing is gonna, how can I provide for my girl?
Oh,
wait, what are you talking about? Yeah? Now?
This guy said he understands the joke as, oh, if I'm broke, I should do everything in my power so I can get money to provide for my girl. Why would that be my first thought? If I'm broke, I'm doing everything to get peas. But why would I get a piece of rat? That's
yo.
Wow. Let me,
no, you might not wear. Like,
it's not about wear.
Wow.
It was the example of if you don't have money, you cannot provide for your girl. You don't deserve. Like that's what it is.
He spent all of his brain cells on his grills.
Hey, I can't lie.
I think two of them are special. Hold on.
What A-levels did you get?
I don't do that.
Oh, come see niggas.
You know what this guy said?
I swear, in this situation, I'm definitely not the dumbest. Honorable mentions, you respectfully.
Your intelligence can't be matched
on this pod. No,
you're doing this shit again.
Books, yeah. Street, no.
Book what?
Street.
No, don't even. Should we talk about? Actually, no. We'll keep that off camera. Yeah. 100%.
You see the way we're sitting? We put you together because you guys are stupid. You're stupid together.
You're more than me.
Huh?
Here, street smart more than me.
And you say that? I'm kind of like, this guy, tell me, you can never say I'm the dumbest on this pod in your life.
You don't have street smarts. You don't have life smarts.
Exactly.
No. Wait.
I'm not even trying to call you.
Guys, I'm not life smart. I'm not street smart.
Let me give you one example.
Ask any niggas on this pod, have they ever made six figures in their life?
What?
I don't think so.
Wait, you've made six figures in your life?
Yes.
I'm not even 20.
You guys can claim
I'm not even 20. I'm guys, more looking at six figures.
If you guys want to go bar for bar, we'll do it after the pod.
Yo,
I guarantee you guys will come back.
Six figures in your
you
life.
Will come back on TikTok. Apologize.
Oh, hey,
guaranteed. All I know, you guys can never say I'm not smart. I know how to do what I do perfectly.
Wait, bro. Six figures is in.
As in 100000.
There's a one. Are you talking six bills or six figures? Six figures, bro.
All right,
nigga.
Let's
not do that.
All right, nigga.
Yo,
all right, nigga.
I'm not even trying to.
I guarantee. You clearly don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm not even trying to call you. That's 100,000 plus. That's 100,000 plus.
So this is the
you
amount.
Said six
this
figures.
Is the amount you think.
If you said, if I was
yeah,
saying,
yeah,
if you said, if you search on my net worth.
Did you saw six?
Huh, bro.
After this pod,
yeah, we'll talk.
I guarantee
all you man be silent, bro.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man, bro.
You've made 100k.
Please.
I can't, like, even if that's true, you just hold up your whole
please,
team,
bro.
Social.
Nah.
Please, bro.
I never said it was 100k, though.
Please, what? So what is it?
It could be more. That's what I'm saying. I'm not betting on my team.
That's what I'm saying. You're crying, bro.
Let me cry.
We have a six-figure entrepreneur on the podcast. Please give us financial advice, bro.
I don't give people financial advice. So I do my thing.
What did you do to make six figures?
Digital products. And if I'm wrong,
I'm not even gonna put this one on TikTok, bro.
But I'm telling you,
because I love you,
bro. Don't do that. You might avoid my thing. Mom's laughing. You might avoid my thing.
You guys avoid my thing,
bro. Yes,
I don't even care, bro.
You made six figures.
Yes.
Yo.
And you think I'm capping? We'll discuss after the pod. There's two people there who can vouch. I lie. There we go. You man don't know me. I told you that.
As of this current moment of time.
In the past year, in 2023 to 2024, yeah, I'm saying it now, six figures, I've seen that with my eyes and I've had it. It's mine.
Wait, no, but then
you seen that with your eyes.
It's mine, like it's mine.
What,
like
in your name?
Yes.
In your full government name?
In assets, in profits, and also in bank account.
Six.
All added together, my net worth is six figures.
You know what?
Right?
When he said six, I didn't really clock. I had to put it on the board to actually clock.
Six,
and you
said 100,000 pounds.
I never said 100,000 pounds.
What, it could be
more.
Figures?
Yeah, it could be more. Could be less. I'm not saying the exact number.
What do you mean less? If it's less than five figures, then
no, it's not less. But like, it could be that or more.
Come my furnishing then.
Huh?
Let's go Afrodition.
Why would I? That's how you man are staying the way.
No, but Rising.
Wait.
That's how. No.
I didn't even finish it, bro.
Number two.
That's how we're saying below six figures.
Wait, no.
You might have just...
Okay, bro. So what have you done with that six figures?
I've invested it.
In what?
In my life. That's
what
it, bro.
What is life?
If you might want financial advice, come to me as friends after the point.
Wait. Have you bought a house?
I'm not speaking about... I'll tell you after.
Have you bought a car?
See, and I will tell them after.
Okay.
I can't lie, even, you know, bro.
Wow. Six. Bro. Me, I'm shit.
No.
Because
you know what it was? I was going to go back to back with you when you said six. In my mind, I thought five. I was like, bro, man's touch five, easy. Six, you got it. You got it, big bro. That's you.
Six
you
is a lot.
Me, I know where I've touched. I've touched five figures. God is
five figures?
Of course.
Six figures. I'm still in my lane. I'm still climbing up the ranks.
Congratulations, brother.
It's not half.
How is it half?
All I'm saying, yeah. I can't even say we're boying
because you didn't have to rise that. There was no need to rise that. You rose that yourself.
You said that on your own will. On your own
cam, like.
That you hit six figures.
I did.
I was trying to ask you, is it six bills or six figures? Because six bills is 600 pounds.
Don't get me wrong, I know all of us are caking it. Six figures. You're 19, Fares.
Nah, congratulations, bro. It's not every time you see something like this. I won't even lie to you, it's not every time.
Let me hold five. Like 5K, because you, bro, let me hold 5K.
Yo, I'm not even, I'm being you, bro. I'm dead.
It's six figures.
I don't know, okay.
That's a lot of money.
Let me be 100% real. I don't believe it. If you want to show me after the pod, and I would genuinely apologize for making jokes.
On camera.
Next pod.
Yeah, next pod, I will.
Cool, you too.
Me, I don't say I don't believe you.
I will.
Would you apologize as well?
Me, I'm just, you have a segment sitting here.
I'll come here, I'll sit down, I'll be like, yo, Timmy's actually made six figures. Like, I will do that, I would apologize.
I don't even need no one to confirm anything, but I don't believe.
Let me do like this, man.
Yeah.
Cause see, well, how can I do that? It's six figures, bro. This is big boy money.
You actually have genuinely.
You want to keep it there for the archives, though?
Okay, yeah.
No,
right.
We're not cutting out.
No, we got out.
Wait, cut. I mean, that was a very big segment.
We can't cut that shit out.
I don't even like it. Shit, I don't care.
But we're not making it into a clip or nothing.
No, this ain't clips.
HMRC will be on your ass, boy.
On us as well.
Huh?
On us as well.
Not me.
I haven't touched six figures.
I'm saying my tax.
If you know, then technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's my other phone? Cheating.
Anyways,
I can't lie,
if you have six figures, I'm coming to ask you for money. Like,
yeah, I can't lie to you. You got wrong pockets, bro.
It's not there to give, guys. I'm saying that now. It's not there to give.
I mean, I'm here to invest. I'm trying to learn crypto.
Let me hold 3K.
I don't even.
I'll pay you back next year.
Next year, hey guys. It's my birthday next week, bro.
Wait, one more thing before we end up.
My birthday's on the 19th.
That's not 19th of April.
19th of April, bro. My birthday's next week.
That is next week.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm coming to say.
We'll talk after the
podcast.
Let's
have a couple more months to make another 100K plus, you know, it's shit.
Let's wrap it there. It was a good one. It was a good one, yeah. It was a bit slow at the start. It was slow to start, but, you know.
Is this one of the ones that we actually post?
Off camera. By the way.
Yeah, bro, I'll chat to you. I don't want proof.
I want to see this. But look,
I'll chat to you.
Me knowing him, I believe him. But to him to say that on camera, I think he's a bozo.
That's a big statement.
Nah, I regretted it. But because you messed up boying my thing, I had to double down.
You didn't boy your thing.
When I said six figures and you said six bills, I was like, yeah, that's a vile.
Because you mentioned six
figures. That was a vile.
No, but that's because you mentioned six figures.
You violated first.
He said that's why you might have never touched six figures.
Hold on, we're going to cut this out and just do the outro and then go straight to the outro. But this whole section, yeah, we'll cut out.
Yeah, we'll cut this because he was meant to do the outro.
Yeah.
We're talking.
This section here?
Yeah, okay. So, my peoples, again, thank you very much for watching this episode. It was very intriguing. It was something else. We realized who real friends are.
What's that supposed to mean?
Money.
What's that supposed to mean?
Money.
All right. Anyways.
Dreams and nightmares, I should say. But look, anyways, if you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, press that bell notification, ready for us to post another YouTube video. Make sure you follow us on TikTok. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, post that bell notification, and we're out.
Peace.